And let's continue all the reaction to that amazing night at Anfield as Liverpool came from 3-0 down from the first leg of their Champions League semi-final to beat the mighty Barcelona and reach the final in Madrid on the 1st of June. One man who was there and one man who knows a thing or two about winning not only big matches in a Liverpool shirt but also European Cups, Reds legend Alan Kennedy. Good afternoon, Alan.
Good afternoon, Matt. Absolutely fantastic. I loved the atmosphere last night. I loved the people. What a night it was! It was quite incredible. I don't think in some ways there's ever been a night like that at Anfield for a long, long time.
Well, I was going to say you've been involved in some huge occasions. You've scored European Cup final winning goals. You've been involved in these kind of matches before. But have you ever seen anything quite like that after being 3-0 down from the first leg against a team with that quality?
Yeah, certainly the Barcelona team and I was out there for the first leg. Were very much a quality team, and you know they obviously punished Liverpool, and they thought they put them to the sword. But you know you can't write off Liverpool in any situation like that. And 3-0 down from the first leg, you think, well, they probably thought and underestimated the strength of Liverpool and the fans, and Liverpool put on a performance that I've not seen for quite a while. It was just astonishing. It really was. And, you know, with some of the ex-players last night, and we were all talking about the game before the game, the scenarios, what might be if we keep them quiet and we don't let them score. Can we score three goals? Can we go to extra time and maybe penalties and things like that? And they didn't need it. They did it in 90 minutes, which was quite incredible. It really was. It was something that, you dream about. And I hope the players take it all in and enjoy, the next few days, because they've got a big game on Sunday.
They certainly have. The atmosphere was something quite incredible. I bet it made the hairs on the back of your neck stand up.
Yes, it was the whole stadium. I mean, to be fair to the Barca fans, they were clapping Liverpool because they'd witnessed a demolition. They thought they were going to go through and quite rightly a 3-0 up, you think they would. But showing the determination and again we talk about the 12th man being the crowd, that every part of Anfield was rocking last night, and including the part that we were in as well. It was just honestly, I've never seen anything like it. It was just incredible. And it was a pleasure to go up to the lounges afterwards and chat with the people and tell them, how we experienced it back in the 70s and 80s, what it was all like, how they're experiencing it now. And, you want more of it. That's the thing. You want more of something like that. So good, great. And the fans had travelled from all over the world as well. It was just really emotional.
How did that atmosphere compare then to the big games that you played in? Because obviously football's very different now in terms of atmosphere. You've got all-seater stadiums, which makes a difference. You're maybe not getting as many people in the ground. But how comparable was it?
I'm trying to think of some of the games that we played in. And generally, in my days, we went to... let's just say the countries that they didn't have the best of stadiums. That was that stadium last night had full of atmosphere. I remember last season when Liverpool played Manchester City and they beat them, I think 5-1, I think it was at the time, and it was exactly the same as that. It was rocking. It was everybody was up on their feet. Everybody was having pictures taken, and everybody was singing, and some were dancing in the corridors as well. It was just a real carnival atmosphere. And as I said before, I've never experienced that in terms of the games that come about. But Liverpool from 3-0 down just wiped the floor with them. And I could tell, and I told people this beforehand, and they asked me how the scenario might be. I said, well, if Liverpool get the early goal, it will give them, to get forward and to get more more chances to score goals. And that's exactly how it happened. They scored the first goal early on. They got the second, I think, just after half time. And then it was right catching. Come on. Can they get three? And when they got three, obviously, they weren't going to take their foot off the gas. And they got the fourth in the end in normal time, which I thought it may go to extra time. It may go to penalties. And then, you know, I may have to do my job by coming onto the pitch and scoring that penalty. No, it was so surreal in many ways. It was just, is this really happening? I'm sure people were pinching themselves and telling them, are we really beating Barcelona by 4-0?
Absolutely. It's Radio City Talk, Reds legend Alan Kennedy joining me this afternoon to have a look back on last night. Going into the game, Alan, did you honestly think it was possible that they could overturn that 3-goal deficit?
Yes, it was in the right way. And I saw glimpses in the first game that said to me, well, Barcelona aren't the best team in the world defensively, but they're great going forward. You saw how Messi and Suarez and other players got forward, and you know. But Liverpool still in Barcelona had the edge on the play. It's only the fact that they took their chances, and certainly Liverpool had a couple. They didn't quite take their chances, and that's what you've got to do at the very, very top level. So coming away 3-0 disappointment, you think to yourself, well, it wasn't that bad, and maybe when we get them at Anfield, then we might be able to get an early one. We might be able to get one more. And then it builds up all the time. And everybody, you could see the extra effort. I mean, I've never seen Jordan Henderson and people like James Milner with so much energy and getting forward all the time. And in the end, Milner ends up playing left fullback for the injured Andy Robertson. And so that's for me, epitomised what Liverpool was all about. Getting forward, getting players in the right positions. And of course, that final goal was just unbelievable. I actually had to pinch myself, and I had to say to my colleague next to me, like, what happened there?
Yes.
Because, you know, there's a corner. He's then not gone to take the corner. This is Trent Arnold. And then he puts it in the box, and Origi puts it in the back of the net. It was fantastic play. It was, dreams are made of things like that. And those players can quite rightly, you know, take the hat off and say, well, listen, you know, we've done our best, and they did, and, you know, they've got themselves through to the final.
They have, and a second final in 2 years. It'll be Spurs or Ajax in the final, which sounds significantly less daunting than Real Madrid in the final.
Well, take nothing away from both teams. They've deserved to be there, and Ajax are in the driving seat at the moment. You know, they've beaten some good teams along the way, and take nothing away from that. Their brand of football is excellent. You know, and, you know, if you're asking me which one would I rather, I'd rather play Tottenham. At least we know Tottenham, how they play and what they play. And, you know, yes, they've got some very, very good players, but I'd rather play Tottenham than Ajax. Ajax are an unknown quantity for me. But they've shown how good they are. But you know, let's wait and see. You know, we'll see. But take nothing away from Liverpool. Liverpool will go into the game go into the final as probably favourites because of the fact that, you know, that they've just beaten one of the great teams in world football.
They certainly have. Have you got your flights booked?
Not yet. No, I haven't. No. So if there's anybody out there, I'm going to approach the club and see if I can get myself a ticket for out there. They might see their way to getting me out there. I'd love to be out there. It would be absolutely fantastic going to Madrid, you know, and just enjoying the whole thing. And Liverpool, you know, for once, are going to win a competition. You know, it's a long time in coming, but maybe they're just saying to themselves, right, we'll save it for this one when AK can be there and witness it. And I didn't go to Kiev last year, and you know, I just wished I had gone, but I didn't go, and I thought to myself, right, okay, come on, win it, but we didn't. So this is the one I think we're going to win.
You can be the lucky mascot, and who knows, they might be Premier League title winners by then, Al.
That could be. That could be. And let's hope. Let's hope for Brighton. Brighton can do a job against Manchester City. That would be the icing on the cake. That would be a fantastic season for Liverpool. You know, to go so far, and yet sometimes we're so far away from it. You know, we just need it now.
How much hope do you hold out of Brighton maybe getting something against City on Sunday?
I thought Leicester put up a great show against City, and I thought City struggled to break them down. It was a fantastic goal from Vincent Kompany that decided the two teams in the end. And I thought if Brighton can do something like that, you know, that then, you know, you hold out hope. You have to give yourself a chance, and Liverpool have done that. And take nothing away. Can I just say, Wolves are a very dangerous team. We all have seen them take Manchester United apart and one or two other teams. They're a very, very good team. So don't think it's all about Brighton and Manchester City. It's about Liverpool winning against Wolves as well. So let's just wait and see. But it's gone to the right. It's gone to the wire. It's gone to the final game of the season. That's what you want in football. You know, it's so exciting. You know, two teams who have got 90-odd points between them, which is quite incredible, I have to say. Credit to both teams, but, you know, there can only be one winner.
Fingers crossed it can be Liverpool come Sunday. Alan, brilliant to chat to you as always. Thank you so much for your time on Radio City Talk this afternoon.
Thank you very much.